Phil Elson joined us.
I'm just kidding, Jeff. Just kidding, Jeff.
What's up, Phil?
Mike.
Good morning.
I got to tell you, Phil Elson, who is the voice of the Travs, also he is the partner of R.J. Hawk.
I'm his partner.
Multiple broadcast partners.
Acree said the other day that I refer to Phil as my partner, but I'm really his partner.
Well, when you go to Henderson and call the games, who's the main guy?
He's the main guy on everything.
Okay, excuse me. Yeah. You're the main guy, Phil.
It doesn't matter. You know, you look at it one way or the other, it's the same thing. We're sitting next to each other. We tolerate each other. We don't kill each other. We entertain everyone.
You'd have been proud of RJ today. He referenced menstrual pain and did it professionally and nailed it, talking about Hope Solo and her failed drug test.
It was not a poor choice of words this time.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
that's why we're the number one sports station. We bring that kind of sports news to you. You know, that's exactly what's going on in the sports world. Hope Solo, the hottie, is busted.
Hope Solo, Almendinger, and they're still after Lance
Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
Hey, you know, I can't believe this. RJ was telling me this, and Roger, you didn't hear this during the break. He said that the minor leagues are not governed by the major leagues, and that is why.
As far as the scheduling is concerned.
That is why, Roger, listen to this. The minor leagues are playing tonight while the Major League All-Star Game is going on.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I think it's a travesty.
It's ridiculous.
I've been complaining about this ever since I got into the Texas League. But here's the thing. Not every minor league is playing today. A lot of them are off, but the Texas League is on.
And why is that? Why is that?
I can't explain that. I don't get to make the. If I made the schedule, I would make sure that we would be off for the All-Star Game. Because what makes sense here? We play today. When there is an All-Star game that everybody that's involved in minor league baseball would like to watch. Tomorrow, we don't play.
I was just going to ask you because
anybody else.
It's that, well, other than the Tour de France.
And tomorrow, there's no baseball either.
No baseball.
I mean, can the commission of the Texas League, has any media person said, can you give us a reason why we're playing? Has anybody asked them?
I've asked that. I mean, you can ask the Texas League president why you're playing that day, and he'll just tell you because he had a game scheduled that day. That's pretty much what he'll tell you.
I can't say anything else besides that. He might be like Reggie Jackson. That's just the way it is. He's going to say that's the way.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's the most. It's almost what we were talking about some other things about sometime Major League Baseball. I think a couple years ago, I think they got it better this year. They would spread out their opening day, like one game Sunday night, the next one on Monday. I mean, just. They've missed some chances in it. They struggling. I mean, they're struggling.
They opened up in Japan this year.
Yeah, that was the deal. You wonder sometimes when you know you're trying to keep up with the NBA and the NFL that you just wonder. You scratch your head. That's a shame. You guys are on the road playing tonight.
It is. Yeah, the Texas League schedule is a little weird. You know, we have an All-Star break that is not right at the halfway point of the season, and we have a 70 game half that ends. In the middle of a series against Springfield, you start the second half the next day. It's crazy. It's really a weird schedule, but what are you going to do? I mean, that no schedule is perfect in sports, and I'll be honest with you, in any league, no matter how the schedule is constructed, about 50% of the people that are involved in that league are going to complain about the schedule anyway.
You know what? I think would be, this may be too difficult. If I was a commissioner, I'd say, real simple, whatever day this is the All-Star game, there are no games. And you just deal with it. You don't play.
And then you play the day after.
You play the day after. Yeah.
Would you like a new job? Because I'd like to maybe offer you a job as the Texas League.
Yes,
president.
Let's do it. You know, my point is you've got Texas League players playing tonight, right? Former Texas League players.
Former,
Four former Travelers in the All-Star game today. There's plenty of Texas League alumni in the All-Star game. I know, yeah. You'd like to be able to sit back and watch.
Mike Trout, obviously we've talked about him. Who were the other? We had the home run guy last.
Mark Trumbo.
We got Mark Trumbo. Then there's Jared Weaver, who will pitch for the American League at some point, and the starting catcher for the American League of the Texas Rangers, Mike Napoli. He was with the Travelers. In fact, what's really cool is that Napoli and Weaver were both on the same Traveler team in 2005, the team that went to the Texas League Finals and lost to Midland, and they were a Traveler battery. You know, Jared Weaver pitched to Mike Napoli at Raywinder Field. I'd say about four or five times. What? And now he's going to pitch to him in Kansas City in the All-Star game.
I think it's cool that Little Rock gets a chance to see some of the great players that come through here. You know, I just was wondering, though, why is it that we're so excited? For example, I am compelled a little bit to watch because of Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. What's about those players? Is it because they were born here in America? or they're because their attitudes or the way they play the game, their athleticism, well, they're gifted, or the kid, the McCutcheon kid from Pittsburgh, because he's athletic too. And I mean, what is it that makes me? I was trying to think, is it be, if they were Hispanic and they were played in Colombia or Brazil, yeah, or whatever?
I think there's the rise to fame, just the way how quick they, you
they're
know,
they're 19 to 20.
Bryce Harper was just graduated high school last year, you know, and now he's playing.
That's a great story.
You know, yeah. I think, and Phil, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think most of it's just how they've gotten there so quickly. I mean, think about this. Mike Trout last year was playing in the Texas League All-Star game.
Yeah, that's right. That's amazing.
I think that the age, that their ages, is really what makes it so surprising. Is the fact that the both of them were up there when they were 19 years old. I mean, Mike Trout was up there when he was 19 last year for a month or so, and that was how he started to, you know, I think, learn the things that he needed to get better at in order to actually flourish in the major leagues as he is this year. But I mean, they're both 20 years old. They're both all-stars. It would be one thing if you're just 20 years old and playing every day in the major league. That would be good enough. But they're tearing it up. And Trout, I mean, he's 20 and he leads the American League in batting average.
Yeah, he's 360.
The AL,
yeah, 360.
And steals. And he's done this in 2 months because he spent the first month of the season at AAA Salt Lake where he hit over 400. There hasn't been this kind of excitement generated around two young players at this age in a long time.
Well, and maybe that's what baseball needs. Because, again, I've become disinterested to a certain degree. But I like if I can catch Bryce Harper up to bat, because he's like a Pete Rose. It reminds me sort of a Pete. He plays with abandonment and just, you know, sliding this way, going against, you know, the wall.
I think for the guy that doesn't watch a lot of baseball, it's because of all the controversy that's happened in the last several years. It's good to where there's nothing going on. Let's just see some young ball players.
And they're young. Yeah, I think that you got five rookies in the All-Star game, which is a record. I think, and like you said, your Trout's batting. He's going to be it would probably be the MVP the first half of the season, batting 360 and some monster numbers.
Goodness, he could be. I mean, once the Angels called him up, that's right when they started to play very, very good baseball, because he changes that lineup just by being there. And once Mike Trout hits on base, it's over, because he's the fastest player in baseball.
Is that right?
And look at who they've got behind him. They've got, you know, Albert Pujols, Mark Trumbo, and Torrey Hunter. So he's going to score eventually.
I got to give credit to Sports Illustrated too. They put Bryce Harper on the cover when he was 16 as the chosen one. How about that? And they turned out to be right. Sometimes, obviously, they can really bust on those things. But the other thing, Phil, we were joking about the Home Run Derby last night, that it's obvious that thing has developed into what it is for one reason, and that's television revenue, to drag that thing out for 2.5 hours or 3 hours. When you know, the old school, just let the guys get up there and swing, you know, for 50 pitches or whatever. Let's just call it a night.
And why not just get a machine so that every ball is going to be it speed it up.
Or you get X amount of pitches where you get 50 pitches, you better hope your guy.
If you don't swing it three in a row, that's an out.
It's really interesting because, the Home Run Derby is compared to the slam dunk contest in a lot of ways, even in the ways that the players who are watching react. You know, they start, you know, going all over each other and going crazy when they see a ball like Trumbo hit last night to clear the fountains. And the Home Run Derby and the slam dunk contest both were invented about the same time in the mid-'80s. And you're kind of thinking to yourself, why did it take so long?
Right.
And they've both taken off, but I think that the Home Run Derby has really flourished. It's become the second biggest event around the All-Star game. And you really get a sense to see, I mean, these guys during batting practice every once in a while might, you know, try to hit a home run. But a lot of times that's not what they're working on. They might, you know, try to square it up and go deep. But once they're there at a home run derby and they're actually trying it, and they're using baseballs that are wound a little tighter so that they fly just a little farther.
Roger said that yesterday with the ball. It was the balls.
It's a little bit the ball. It's not the ball.
You still have to hit
it. Power to fly behind it in order to fly.
Right.
But it's going to go a little bit further than the regular baseball.
And you know what? And that's okay. And it's good to see. You're absolutely right. I don't. In the football, there is not at the Pro Bowl. There is nothing that goes on. Like the dunk contest in the NBA or the home run derby. Those are fantastic, and they have made it more of a show. And it's neat for me to see the ball players react like they do, and they're having a good time, and they're showing their strength and their power because they want to hit one out,
and they want to hit one of those balls that everybody remembers.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you're talking about that's the thing about, and I got to watch yesterday's home run derby while the Trav's were playing. I had it up on my computer and I was kind of keeping an eye on that too. But it seemed to me that a lot of people remember Mark Trumbo's performance. He hit plenty of home runs, but it's the distance and how quickly they got out.
Yeah, he was.
He hit one on the roof.
Remember, yeah, he hit one on the roof. He had a ball to straightaway center field yesterday that reminded me of his year in the Texas League, because Mark Trumbo has already hit 22 home runs for the Angels. He had 15 the year he played for the Travelers for the entire season, and part of that is because Dickey Stevens Park is such a tough park to hit in as far as hitting for power. But he hit so many low line drives like that he would dent the fence at every ballpark in the Texas League. You could actually later on go out and see there was still a divot in the outfield wall where his line drive hit. And that one that he hit yesterday over the center field fence just looked like it would have kept going on this low trajectory if there wasn't something to stop it. He is so strong.
I would say
Mark Trumbo is going to win an American League home run crown at some point.
I would say that he's probably got the record for the longest home run at Dickey Stevens Park when he hit one to left center and it one hopped the wrought iron fence.
That's a long way, and
that's the deepest part of the ballpark there at Dickey Stevens.
Well, you know, Americans love the long ball. And of course, Roger, where did the long ball start?
Come on, it's a no brainer.
Roger, where did the long ball start? We know where it started. It's documented.
Balls. Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Lord, come on.
Well, I didn't know if you were talking about Boston because I was looking at Boston.
Was Babe Ruth.
Look, I was looking at Boston Braves and the Milwaukee Braves, Atlanta Braves.
It was Babe Ruth.
It was
the
Babe Ruth at the other. Well, of course. I thought you were talking about the second one. Gosh, what an idiot.
Phil, thanks for
doing
it. We appreciate you, buddy. Sorry you have to work tonight.
Oh, no, it's okay. But, hey, if you're complaining about being at a baseball park for work, then you better find a new job.
How's that new baby?
He's awesome. Gabriel is great. He's going to be 7 weeks old on Thursday, and he's got cheeks to spare now.
Oh, fantastic. Very good.
Beautiful, yeah.
All right. Well,
Phil,
congratulations,
thanks so much, buddy. Phil. Appreciate it. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, guys. Okay.
You know, summer is a perfect time to think about overhauling your diet. Seasonal fruits and vegetables are plentiful, either from your own garden like Rogers, the farmer's market, or even the grocery store. If you're looking for tips on healthy eating and ways to prepare those summer veggies, just log on to baptist-health.com. There are tons of recipes and health tips, whether you're preparing a healthy snack or getting ready for that big barbecue. Log on today, mybaptisthealth.com. Have you seen your family physician lately? We often don't think about going to the doctor until something's wrong. One of the best things you can do for yourself and your family is